This program is brought to you by the partners of A Rood Awakening International. Help others find truth. Support A Rood Awakening International today.
In the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. Of course, it had always been there, not just for the lights in our homes and power for our computers, but for our bodies. Yehovah built your body to be electric with every beat of your heart. So it should come as little surprise that the voltage in your body is what determines everything. Holistic practitioner and Torah fan, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard explains tonight, because it's the end of the sixth day, the sun has set, and this is Shabbat Night Live. Shabbat Shalom, Torah fans. Welcome to Shabbat Night Live with Michael Rood. I'm your host, Scott Laird. Please welcome my co-host, the Chief Operating Officer of A Rood Awakening International, Ted Clayton.
Well, thanks for having me here, Scott. I'm glad to be here, and welcome to everybody to Shabbat Night Live.
You know, tonight's guest, Ted, he's a genius, first of all. We'll talk about more about him in a second, but Dr. Tom Lokensgaard. So we met him collectively.
Yes, we did. We are doing an event with Michael in Nashville, Tennessee, and Tom actually won the door prize. He was there to see Michael, and he actually won the door prize, which was a 20-episode box set of Michael Rood's Love Gift teachings. And all of a sudden, they developed a relationship that you just would not believe.
Yeah, Dr. Tom knew that Michael was into holistic health and that kind of thing, and he was starting to step into the Sabbath and wanted to know more. And so he thought, I'm going to go see this Michael Rood guy.
Yeah.
I think he's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
And sure enough, now this is 2, 3, 4 years later, something like that. Michael is now a patient of Dr. Tom.
So actually drives from Charlotte, North Carolina to Nashville, Tennessee, because Dr. Tom's a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael would not have anyone work on his teeth other than Dr. Lokensgaard.
Right, and after Michael did that, I thought, well, maybe my family should do the same.
That's right.
We do that. So now what we do, people think, wow, isn't Charlotte a long way from Nashville? And it is. But Dr. Tom is so welcoming. He and his wife, they insist that Michael stay with them at their house.
Yeah.
And they do the same for us. We will drop by there to see our daughter in Arkansas. She goes to school in Arkansas. So we'll make that our pit stop overnight.
Yeah.
So we stay the night at Dr. Tom's, go to the dentist office in the morning and drive to Arkansas that out for the rest of the day. So that's how we met Dr. Tom. But anyway, he's amazing. He's not just a dentist. He's a holistic and biological dentist.
Yes.
Which means he uses no mercury.
Right.
If he doesn't have to drill and fill, he won't. Instead, he'll try to remineralize your teeth, which he's done with my son.
Yes.
He looks at oral health as a starting point to the gut. And we know how important the gut is. And Ted, you know from being in the medical field yourself,
yes,
as a paramedic and a physical,
a
physician's assistant, a
yes,
PA, mm-hmm, that the mouth has a special relationship with your heart.
Absolutely right. You know, it has been said many, many times that your oral health is related to your cardiac health. So if you have a good oral health regimen, your cardiovascular system is good. And that's one of the biggest things that Michael attributes his cardiac health after, of course, after his heart attacks and his bypasses and so forth. He really thinks that that is where his cardiac health was restored and renewed by seeing Dr. Tom and going to him and being able to have him work on him. The man is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen, and he just got such great information for you. And once again, we're doing these series of programs on health because Michael really wants you to take care of yourself and to do the work of the kingdom. So we're trying our absolute best to give you information that'll be good for your own personal health.
Indeed, yeah. And Dr. Tom is just amazing. He's not only a biological dentist, he is a naturopathic medical doctor and an MD.
Yes.
He's also an anti-aging doctor, or I'm not even sure what his credentials are called. He's just amazing, and you'll get more of it tonight. But let's take a clip and take a look here. See, what a lot of you, what you and I do is called alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little bit of that heebie-jeebie witch doctor type of stuff out there. Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to do the proven drugs. We've done the studies. Right. We've done this. We've done that. So we have the alternative versus the physiological.
Right. What I say, and I hear this all the time at seminars and lectures and articles that I read, that there's the biopharmaceutical drugs, and then there's alternative. Well, alternative turns out to be what God really designed, you know, like oxygenation, like ozone, like because ozone can cure cancer. So if you're ever listening to, if you watch media television, it's connected. I mean, it's basically owned by Big Pharma. And where they come up with these names, Skyrizi was the last one I heard. Mm-hmm. So talk to your doctor about Skyrizi. What the heck is Skyrizi? and then they'll give you a litany.
40 pages of side effects are right for you.
Exactly, but yet they're out having a picnic and they're walking with their dog and they're throwing the frisbee. But if your bladder explodes and your head caves in and you know and your nostrils, you know, start burning up or whatever, you know, call your doctor.
All right, so there you go, Dr. Tom Loken's
incredible.
He is just, his mind blows me away. I mean, during that interview, he's blowing me away. I'm just riveted to him thinking, wow, what is he going to say next?
That's
I'm not even
sure
where to go with this because,
Matter of fact, we're so excited about Dr. Loden'sgaard being here with us that we're doing him for this week and next week. So he'll be with us here for the next 2 weeks talking about you and your health.
Right, and voltage. Tonight's is really interesting, what you said about the heart and how it relates to the teeth and everything. Talking all about voltage and something Dr. Tom explained to me, something called ESR, the erythrocyte sedimentation rate, which basically means when your cells are floating around in the plasma, they will coagulate at some point and start to float down to the bottom of your vessels. Mm-hmm. And then that's where we get, you know, slowing heart rate and, you know,
plaque and all that
type of thing. Mm-hmm. And the rate at which they fall determines whether or not you're getting nutrients, because in those cells, there needs to be voltage. And there needs to be a little engine in those cells called the mitochondria. And in order to have that, to have them float around in the plasma takes voltage, takes electricity. And so that's something Dr. Tom's gonna explain tonight, and it's just fascinating.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you wanna call your family members, you wanna get them here because Dr. Loden'sgaard has some great information just for you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get to the calendar. On the astronomically and agriculturally corrected biblical Hebrew calendar, we are on the second Shabbat in the 11th month, better known as Shavuot. And that is where we are, and there's a few more weeks here. And actually, it's 2 weeks from now that Yeshua was mikvahed in the Jordan. Seems like, wow, that seems like a really cold time here in North America. But in Israel, I guess it's a little warmer. You can get mikvahed in the Jordan at that time.
And, that's right.
I know some people do like a polar plunge at this time of year to do a baptism, as it were.
Not me.
Me either.
Ladies and gentlemen. No. I like warm.
That's right. Now, speaking of bath, there's one guy who was always sitting by the pool of Bethesda.
Yes.
And he was always trying to get in. You probably know this story from the Bible. And he could never get in at the time he wanted because he would be healed if he was the first one into the pool. This was the legend at the time. Well, Yeshua worked with that legend. He understood it was just a legend, but he went up to the man and healed him and said, pick up your mat and walk. Basically destroying the legend, destroying what the Pharisee said, and said, you know what, you follow me. I will tell you what to do because I represent Yehovah, and he is the only one you should be listening to, including me, is what Yeshua said. And that's what this teaching is all about. That's the January love gift.
That's right, the January love gift. Michael Rood is teaching this love gift, ladies and gentlemen, and you just can't miss it. Also, for your love gift of $100 or more, you get this wonderful mezuzah. Mm-hmm. This mezuzah not only has the Bible verse of Deuteronomy inside it, but it also has a place that you can put a personal prayer that may be your favorite prayer for your family or just yourself to put on your door. And remember, we're commanded to do this, to put them on your doorpost.
That's right. And for a gift of $300, you get all that. Plus, this is really neat. So you get a pocket-sized Torah. I won't take it out of here because I'll probably won't get it back in. But it's literally a double-staved scroll. And it has all five books of Moses in there, all written in Hebrew. Yes. And it's a Sefer Torah on the front, which basically says the Torah book or Holy Bible, which is refers to the Bible right there. And you get this really beautiful stained glass box.
Yes.
It is literally glass.
Yes.
And inside are three anointing oils. You get frankincense, myrrh, and rose of Sharon.
Right.
And you could use this, even if you didn't want to put the oils in here, this might make a neat candy dish or maybe even a jewelry box.
And remember, the love gifts really are there to help you spark conversation to share your faith. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a fantastic way to be able to tell your friends, your family members about the love of Yeshua.
Indeed, yes. So thank you again. These are gifts from Michael to you mm-hmm. for your donation to the ministry. You're not buying them. These are gifts from us to say thank you
yes.
for supporting the ministry.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate it. All right, biological dentist, naturopathic medical doctor, anti-aging practitioner, and die-hard Torah fan, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard, tells how the harnessing of aging and voltage are the key to being able to share the truth of Yeshua for years to come. Stay tuned.
When we are healed of our past and the truth is given to us, we are also given a responsibility to pick up our mat and walk, to rise up and tell everyone what Yeshua has done for us. Using the story of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda as a shadow picture of our own salvation, Michael Rood motivates us to stand up, follow Yeshua's commandments, and walk away from man-made religious rules.
I know, I'm preaching to the choir, but that's what I'm doing. I love to tell the story. I love to preach to the choir because you are gonna sing the song now. I'm gonna sing it as long as I can. I'm gonna put this out as long as I can, but you take it and you find somebody to teach it to this week.
Pick up your mat and walk is both a challenging and empowering message to take a step of faith, even if we've been spiritually lame our entire lives. But the only way to watch it is to receive it as our gift. Donate a $50 love gift and we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk on DVD or Blu-ray. Or for a donation of $100, we'll send you the teaching plus a pewter double chamber mezuzah. Put traditional Torah verses in one side and your family's favorite prayer or verse in the other. Post it on your doorframe as a declaration of your faith. Or as a special offer for a donation of $300, we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk, the double chamber mezuzah, plus a pocket-sized traditional Torah scroll written in Hebrew, and a decorative stained glass box with three anointing oils, frankincense, myrrh, and rose of Sharon. These gifts are available only in January and supplies are limited. Make your donation today and receive the $50 gift, the $100 gift, or the $300 gift. Remember, this offer ends January 31st and supplies are limited. Call now to receive your gifts, 888-766-3610, or get your gifts online at monthlylovegift.com.
And I needed to get a perspective of where the American Christians were at.
The starting point for me is to focus on the prophecies that everyone agrees are messianic prophecies. And once we do that, I think we can get a better understanding of what it is Jews expect today, what they expected 1,000 years ago, and what even the disciples of Yeshua were expecting according to the New Testament.
Yeshua said, "Abraham saw my day and rejoiced." When did Abraham see his day? When the king of righteousness, the Melech Tzedek, brought forth bread and wine. And when he brought forth bread and wine, it says that the Melech Tzedek blessed the Most High. And that prayer is still remembered and is what Yeshua said when he blessed the Most High the night of the Last Supper, the night before the Passover lambs were slain. Yeshua said, "Baruch atah Yehovah, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Hamotzi lechem mi'aretz." This broken bread represents my broken body, my body which is broken for you. By my stripes you are healed. Do this as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And then he took the cup. And the words of the Melech Tzedek, he blessed the Most High. Baruch atah Yehovah Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Borei Pri Hagafen. Blessed are you, Yehovah, our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. And Yeshua said, this represents and has represented from the time of Abraham the renewed covenant. My blood will purchase for you. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Shabbat shalom.
If I told you about going to the dentist, what would come to your mind? Maybe a root canal, maybe getting an amalgam filling, or maybe just getting a checkup, or maybe dental floss, whatever comes to your mind. But what if I told you that dentistry could be so much more than that? What if you could go to a dentist and find out that your entire health starts with your mouth and what goes on in your mouth, even as far as even your organs. Every organ, every piece of your body is tied to one of your teeth. Have you ever heard that before? We're going to hear a lot more today with a very good friend of mine, dentist Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard. Welcome.
Hey, Scott. Dr. Scott, thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
It is an honor to have you here, first of all. I want to clear up the air, first of all. You're not just a dentist, and you've got so many letters behind your name. I wonder if you could explain that. You are a biologic dentist. First of all, what does that mean, and what have you got behind your name here?
Well, I'm a biological dentist. I started out as a traditional dentist, doing root canals and doing mercury fillings, et cetera. And then I kind of morphed into this more physiological, I would say, biological. Some call it alternative. I don't like that word for reasons we're going to talk about. But I kind of felt this need that I was just not feeling people's needs, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, doing a filling here, a drill, fill, and bill procedure is just not challenging enough. So, but I always had this feeling that nutrition had something to do with our bodies and medicine, but yet I was still practicing as a traditional dentist. So I went to this seminar in Fargo, there, don't you know? Fargo, North Dakota.
And yes, from Canada. We talk just like the Fargoans.
so anyway, this guy says to this group, and it was a medical group and a dental group, and he says, I'm here to tell you that there's a problem with medicine, but it's not with your doctor, it's not with the hospitals, it's not with your medical insurance. And he puts up this slide on the screen, and he says, it's the grocery store. This is where you got to focus, is on the grocery store. This is where things really take a turn for the worse.
Huh.
And I thought about that for a while, and I go, you know, I think this guy's right. So I went, fast forward, I went ahead and I got an NMD degree, a naturopathic medical degree. And then I joined the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I got boarded by in anti-aging medicine. So I look at everything that I do from a biological dental lens, and we'll talk about that, and an anti-aging lens and a naturopathic medical lens. But I owe it all to him. And because my journey has been to try to figure out the grand design. I mean, we are amazingly built, as the Bible will tell us. And I want to pay a special tribute and a shout out to Michael Rood and to Annalil, who's been helping him out.
You know, we met where that started for you and your wife, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about her story in just a second.
That's an interesting story.
And we met 3 years ago when Michael, he says, I want to go to Nashville. We got a lot of fans in Nashville. We need to go there and do an event. So we did an event in Nashville 3 years ago. And that's where we met you, because I was there and we did a raffle there, as I remember. I think it was a set of 20 DVDs or something from Michael's Love Gifts.
And I never win anything.
You know? I remember you saying that.
But I won this thing.
You won this thing, yeah. And so that's how, because I presented it to you and I said, oh, you're a biological dentist. I'm a naturopath. And I said, hey, I've got to have you on the show. Or we said something to that effect, but we need to get together.
I think I gave you my card and you texted me right then, during that event. I go, oh, this is cool. And I think you said, we need to talk.
Yeah.
And so we became fast friends.
Yeah. And then we did some Health Awakening shows with you. And then since then, you have become our dentist. We brag you up all the time, Jody and I do.
Bless your heart.
We tell our friends and actually on our show, because we will actually make the trip out from Charlotte here to Nashville.
Yeah.
That's how much we believe in what you're doing. And I think it's because you're tied in with Yehovah and you're learning the things of how the body works through the mouth. And I think that's what people are going to find really interesting today.
Yeah. So, I had a guy come in the other day and he said, this is a patient, and we'll talk about it. He had a severe facial infection. We got him straightened out. And he came in the other day and he says, you saved my life. And I said,
wow.
No, I didn't save your life, Gary. I said, he saved your life. I said, I just worked here. I'm an assistant to the great physician.
Mm.
That's my belief. That's where
it
comes down for me.
Okay,
and that's you and I who are in the health care industry.
Yeah.
And that's my goal. That's my challenge. That's my goal.
Yeah, we're just learning his ways and passing it on.
And right? It is so complicated and so. There's so many moving parts to the puzzle. It's been an honor and a journey. It's really been a journey.
And that's the irony, isn't it? It's so complicated, yet it's simple. Yet it's so simple.
It is so simple.
And it's less complicated than what man is trying to do with the drugs and pharma and this and that and all the, and even as far as dentistry goes, and we'll get into that in a second too, but how man figures dentistry should be done and how, I mean, we've come to you with problems that we were told were going to be, you know, cost a lot of money and
well,
do this
I remember
and do
Jody,
that, and you said, you don't need to do anything.
You sent me the x-rays and Jody, your wife, Scott's wife. Mm-hmm. And by the way, hi Jody. and you said that they wanted to do crowns on all of her wisdom teeth.
Yep.
And I looked at that, I said, there's some nicely placed fillings, some composite fillings, and as long as the tooth is whole in structure, I'm not having a problem with that. Mm. But this group, whoever this was, wanted to do the crowns. And I just don't think that's a good, I think that's over-treatment.
Well, I remember you saying as well, because they were wisdom teeth, all the more, because you might end up taking those out anyway. Mm-hmm. So why would you want to crown something you're just going to get rid of eventually?
Right, exactly.
And even with my son too, he had a bit of a, I remember a bit of a cavitation happening, and you said, well, why don't we remineralize that instead?
Yeah.
And we were like, remineralize? What do you mean? You can remineralize a tooth?
Well, God has designed it this way. Your body can heal itself. It's every cell in your body is DNA programmed to heal itself. Mm. But yet somehow, as practitioners, in fact, I had one lady, a nurse practitioner of mine come in and she says, you know what, Tom? She goes, here's the crazy thing. In school, when I was going to school to become an RN, we were taught that everybody is different, but yet we get out of school and we treat everybody the same.
Hmm.
And I thought, that's kind of novel.
Isn't it?
But that's kind of what happens. You know, we look at systems and we don't individualize them to the point. And that's the difference between biological, you know, dental medicine versus traditional. Is that we're not trying to mask symptoms. I mean, there's a time and a place when you have to hit a symptom. But that's not the be all and end all. What you really want to do is correct the problem.
Yeah, treat the symptom to get over the hump and then fix it from the root.
And I will say this, because I'm not going to throw organized medicine under the bus because we've done some amazing things. And if you are in a car accident or you have some unmitigated disease that you can't figure out, there's no place you'd rather be than an American hospital trauma center, getting your face put back together by oral surgeons, et cetera. So we do some amazing things there. Where we fail, in my opinion, where we fail and we fail miserably is in aging, anti-aging, because that's where we talk about the biological terrain, and instead of taking biopharmaceutical drugs, we need to be taking, you know, what God designed for us.
Yeah, we're going to get into that biological terrain in a second, but let's get back to, let's not forget about the story you wanted to tell about Jan.
Oh, yeah.
So this all started with Jan. So how did this come about?
And it did. And so my wife, my wonderful wife, who's back there right now in the audience, so thank you, dear. God gave me her a while back, but before we got married, she came in and I go, wow, here's a beautiful looking woman. And she's telling me, she goes, I don't want you to give my kids fluoride. She had her kids and I had a son. And I go, okay, what do you mean you don't want fluoride? Well, because I read that it's not good for you. And I go, okay, well, I'm the expert, right? Sure, right. And so, but anyway, so I said, and I said, okay, well, we won't give you the kids fluoride. And then she goes, and I don't want any of that mercury in my mouth. And I go, wow, this is the first time I'd heard this. Mm. But I complied. Because I thought she was beautiful. And so long story short, she was right. You know, and I used to argue with her. She'd say, well, this is synthetic. I go, synthetic, schminthetic, who cares? It doesn't make any difference. Hmm. It's, you know, fluoride is fluoride and synthetic is, it doesn't matter. And again, I have to, my hat's off to you, Jan. She was right. And I was wrong and I had to capitulate that one.
Hmm. Isn't that amazing how Yehovah speaks through our wives.
Oh,
and quite
all
often,
the time,
it's
every
not,
day.
It's not about, I often tell guys, because I read a book called The Garden of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by a guy named Shlomo Marush, a Hebrew guy. He wrote this book originally in Hebrew, and I think all men should read it.
Yeah.
And he basically says that when you are given a wife, God speaks through your wife.
Yes.
So don't look at your wife and what she's saying as if it's coming from her, because right, she's heard right. from the Spirit, and she doesn't even know she's heard from the Spirit, but she's right. telling you these things. And so if you ignore her, you're ignoring God.
Right. Well, listen to the cautions of your wife, mm-hmm. which I do, I sometimes reluctantly do, but I always try.
Yeah, indeed. We're all learning, right?
That's we're all learning.
Flaw of men.
For sure.
Now, you said you always felt like you weren't doing enough.
Yeah. People would come in and they'd have all these issues. They'd be overweight, they'd be depressed, they'd have issues. And all I could offer them was an MOD amalgam filling, you know, as a dentist.
But how as a dentist could you think you could do anything more? I mean...
Well, I couldn't. At that point in time, I couldn't and I didn't, but it frustrated me. Mm. Because I go, there's something more going on here. This is a whole, you know, even though I didn't think I was really aware of it, there was a whole body, you know, concept that I had in the back of my head that nutrition must have something to do with this. Disease, you know, it just, I can fix one tooth, but that isn't the be all and end all. So, and then after I graduated, I went to a seminar. Another seminar, and this was back in the early 80s, remember when the HIV epidemic was out?
Yes.
And that was an RNA virus-caused epidemic. And he said, he was an MD from the University of Minnesota, which is where I graduated, University of Minnesota Dental School. And he said to this group, he goes, now listen, guys, he says, we're never going to develop a vaccine. We're never going to get over this, because every time a virus, and this was an HIV virus, every time the virus mutates, every time it replicates, it mutates. And so it's going to be up to you guys to increase the immune system instead of looking for biological drugs. Hmm. And I thought, and that really, and I've remembered this all along, and because that had a big impact on my life, that, okay, so you mean the immune system is really important. You know, and in this day and age of COVID, we've got, I think, not enough attention is paid on being healthy by developing a healthy immune system.
Yeah, because of what they were saying about HIV there, because it was an RNA virus, that you could not create a vaccine because a vaccine would take care of that particular strain.
At that particular time.
And only that.
And only that, just like the flu virus.
Right, you know, and that's why it's always a shot in the dark.
Yeah, the flu virus is like 10% effective.
Yeah.
Or maybe even less than that. You know, but it's like shooting darts. You go, well, we think this strain in November might be the causative agent for influenza. So, but that's a whole other issue.
But your immune system will replicate or
it's all
will
about the immune
mutate
system.
Along with the virus and always take care of it. It right. learns and is always one step ahead.
Right. So then I was at another seminar and one of my mentors, Frank Schallenberg, who's an integrative MD of 40 some years, and the guy's just brilliant. Mm. And he said, and there's a group of people. About, I'm going to say, probably 200 physicians, MDs, dentists, chiro guys, physical therapists, nurse practitioners. And he says to the audience, he goes, there is but one, he stands up and he goes, I'm here to tell you there's only one disease.
One disease?
One disease.
Okay.
And I looked at the guy next to me who was from Minnesota. He was a DDS from Minnesota. And I go, what do you mean there's only one disease? And he said, and so then hands started flying up, you know, well, is it, you know, it's cancer, it's this, it's it. And he goes, nope, it's aging. And he goes, what causes aging? Lack of oxygenation. And we can talk about this later. And then what causes lack of oxygenation is low voltage. Voltage drives oxygenation in ozonation in the cell, not ozonation, but oxygenation. Ozone is a way to help boost oxygen content. So in theory, anti-aging medicine is all about keeping the biological terrain up, keeping the stress levels down, mm-hmm. keeping your cellular repair mechanisms working, and so that you can create a biological garden, if you will, or biological terrain in your body that can handle all these bugs. Because we live with microbes, we live with trillions of microbes in our mouth, in our mm-hmm. gut, in our skin, everywhere, and we live in symbiosis with those you know, organisms. But if we're not healthy, if our terrain is not healthy, then the bugs take over. Hmm. And so then my quest became to really kind of develop a system whereby, you know, because I'm always on the quest, my wife and I, she kind of dragged me along. but like I said, she was right from the beginning, because she would tell me then, you know, you're gonna eat Oreo cookie? Oh, yeah, what does that matter? Or have ice cream? Or what? I still think, I will capitulate and say ice cream is a health food. Because it makes you feel so good. Just, in fact, I was at one seminar where this guy, he was a cardiologist, and he says, you guys know what the meaning of Haagen-Dazs is, right? And I'm like, no. And he goes, it means heart disease. He was kidding.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so, but it's all about the biological terrain. It's all about voltage controlling the cellular membrane. Because remember back in high school and in college, they told us that the nucleus of the cell, that little powerhouse of the cell, the nucleus where all the information is stored, is the brain center of the cell. Remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true.
Oh.
What's true is that the cellular membrane is the brain of the cell. The okay. cellular membrane, the biophospholipid membrane, which is a reason why you can't eat plastic fats. But that's where all the nutrients come in and are enter the cell and exit the cell.
Right. So the phospholipid
phospholipid fat. Right.
The fat membrane.
Right.
Which is the reason why I've always talked about liposomal vitamin C, which
liposomal is the way to go.
Right, because it takes a water-soluble vitamin and makes it more like a fat-soluble vitamin that matches up with the cell.
And because of that, it's got the right voltage and it can cross the cellular membrane and get into the cell. So if you can't get into the cell and you're just hanging around in the extracellular, you know, fluid, it's not going to do you much good. Mm. So the way to health, I mean, the way to health is trusting him and asking him to fit, you know, which I've done many times, asking, well, how does this work? You know, because it's such a simple design, but it's such a complicated machine. Mm. And there you go.
So voltage then, so the biological terrain, you're basically saying that our bodies are a garden. You said, mm-hmm. so stress, you mentioned stress already, mm-hmm. So nutrition,
sleep.
Obviously. What else is, what are the other components of that terrain that we need to be caring for?
Well, amino acids, healthy amino acids. We talk about essential amino acids, mm-hmm. essential, like you said, phospholipids.
Now, first of all, let's stop there for a second.
Essential vitamins.
When people say, okay, essential, non-essential, yeah, I've seen this on the side of a cereal box.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Means it's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not exactly what it means. What it means is essential. Your body can make things on its own, can make substances and nutrients on its own. Take like glutathione we talked about a little bit previously. But what essential means is your body doesn't make it. You need to consume it because your body doesn't make it. Let's take, and the best example I can give you, we talk about voltage, we'll relate it to voltage, is minerals, mineral content. And because minerals control the voltage. What happens when you put distilled water in your new Mercedes battery?
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens because there's no voltage.
Right.
So the cellular membrane, and one of the biggest things about biological terrain is to keep that cellular membrane, you know, intact, and to keep the pH of the blood intact, so that, you know, because your body controls the pH of the blood between 7.35 and 7.45 pH. It's slightly alkaline. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the membrane voltage is millivolts to minus 25 millivolts, which exactly correlates to 7.35 pH in the blood and 7.45 pH in the blood.
Amazing.
Hello, thank you. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's the connection, that's the correlation. Mm. But as long as you keep that voltage high, then your active and passive transport across the cellular membrane works. And so, getting back to the essential thing, your body runs on essential fatty acids. Your heart, all of the systems in your body, the only thing that doesn't is your brain. Your brain runs on glucose. But your liver has a system that where it can make, it's called gluconeogenesis. Gluconeogenesis, that it can take any element, any amino acid, any fatty acid, and turn it into glucose so that the brain can be fueled. Mm. But getting back to the essential fatty acids, your acetyl-L-carnitine will hook up with an essential fatty acid if the voltage in the membrane is correct, and it'll pass by the membrane, it'll burn it, and it'll take it back out and get rid of the waste. But it'll only burn. And we're talking inside the cell. It has to be, the oxygenation level has to be at the right level, because voltage controls the oxygenation level, and when that happens inside the cellular membrane, the 38 ATP molecules get made when the oxygenation and the voltage is correct. Only 2 ATP are made in the absence of voltage, in the absence of the correct voltage and the right oxygenation levels.
And ATP is the
adenosine triphosphate is the molecule that your body burns for energy.
It's the fuel.
It's the fuel of the body.
Wow.
So that's why you have to keep your mineral levels up. You have to keep your oxygenation levels up, and that's why aging is caused by aging is the one disease that is controlled by voltage and oxygenation. So it's like a car running on 2 miles per gallon versus 38 miles per gallon.
That's a good analogy. Okay, well, we're gonna hold on to that thought. We're gonna come back. Did you ever think you'd be hearing this from a dentist? I certainly didn't. But average dentist. This is Dr. Thomas Logan.
We'll get into teeth in a little bit.
Okay, let's do that next. So if you're enjoying this as I am, you have you to thank for it. Thank you very much for supporting Shabbat Night Live. That's how this happens. That's how Dr. Thomas Logan's Garden come here and tell you this incredible information. And we are just hitting the tip of the iceberg. More to come. So thank you again for supporting Shabbat Night Live. You are the only sponsor. We have no corporate sponsors. You are it. So we're going to give you a couple minutes to think about it. Thank you in advance for your donation. And thank you for your support of Shabbat Night Live. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, about voltage. And Dr. Tom, we were talking about how that affects the entire body. And I mentioned in the first few seconds of this episode that health starts in the mouth.
Yes,
so
it does.
My question is, if health starts in the mouth and the body's all about voltage, is there anything that happens in our mouth, whether just naturally or something we do at the dentist, that can disrupt that voltage? And what happens if we do?
Great question. And the answer is, we've done a lot of good things in dentistry, but we've also done some things that aren't that great. One thing that dentists have been trained to do is to keep teeth no matter what, no matter how broken down. I mean, I can tell you my laundry list of yesterday of the teeth I looked at, and I go, this tooth should never have been saved. Because just like we talked about with voltage, the bugs hang out. And when I say bugs, I mean bacterium, fungus, viruses, et cetera. They hang out in the areas of low voltage. Mm. So when you do a root canal on a tooth, or when you crown a tooth, when you crown a tooth, you get to the point where the tooth can't detoxify. A tooth has a natural, normal way of detoxifying itself. It's called the dental fluid transport system, which is a whole other topic. It's a whole other hour discussion. But when you try to save a tooth and you cut off its nerve supply, you've got about 3 to 5 miles of dental tubules. Okay, these are little microscopic highways that are in the teeth, and I'll send you a picture that will illustrate this. So when you start off doing a root canal, you cut off the main pulpal tissues to the tooth, and then you can't get into the dental fluid transport. So you're blocking the residual life of the tooth, basically, and then the voltage drops, and then the bugs come, and then the oxygenation drops, and then the anaerobes come in, and the anaerobes wake up, and they go, hey, we're hungry, so they start munching on you for lunch, basically, is what happens. But your body tries to wall it off, so you'll end up with an abscess. And these abscesses, like you say, affect meridian channels, which are just connective tissue meridian electrical channels in the body. And they're each tooth is like a circuit breaker, like a little microvoltage circuit breaker that's connected to these organ systems. So this is what I found out basically happened in my career. Somebody would come in, and this is an illustration for the meridian concept. And this is an ancient traditional Chinese, concept, and a lot of dentists don't believe it happens, but a lot of medical doctors know, and a lot of chiro guys know.
Oh, I've seen it myself. It's real.
And I've experienced it myself too. And so what'll happen is somebody will come in with a perfectly normal tooth, say a lower first molar. And they'll say, this thing is killing me. And we check out the bite, no problem. We check out the decay issues, no problem. We check out every other thing that we can think of to check. There's no problem with the tooth. And I'll say to them, so do you have any lower intestinal problems? Well, how'd you know that? I go, well, because this is connected to your intestinal meridian. But yeah, I've got all kinds of problems there. So the bottom line is you fix those problems on the intestinal meridian, guess what happens to the tooth pain? goes away.
It's amazing. It's a very, very similar to iridology.
Yeah.
Where you've got a spot on the color of your eye, mm-hmm. and that corresponds to, again, a place in your body. And as soon as that place in the body heals itself,
yeah, right.
the black spot goes away.
Yeah. My friend Tom Lewis can probably tell you all about that.
Oh, well.
He's an eye expert.
I'll have to have him on here next.
You should. he's a good guy, good Christian guy.
So would it be safe to say, I mentioned this with one of our previous guests on the Word on Wellness, and that is that, you know, if you look at life versus death, cancer survives on death. Yeah. It survives on anaerobic activity.
That's because cancer survives when cancer moves in when low oxygenation
I was thinking about that when
you said exactly
the low
right.
voltage. So low voltage, low oxygenation, all that. So think about it. When you're in the hospital and they're trying to revive you, a person who's dying on the table, and they've got the little heart meter going.
Yep.
That's a sign of electricity in the brain and electricity in the heart. And when that stops and the breathing stops, so voltage goes down, oxygenation goes down, the patient is dead.
Bugs come in and do their damage.
Right.
So what can cure, and I do mean cure, cancer is oxygenation and ozone. So we use a lot of ozone in our office. Now, ozone is something you got to be careful with, but ozone will disinfect. We use it to disinfect cavities. We use it to disinfect. I mean, there's ear insufflation that you can use it, and we inject it, you know, in the mouth, in the mucosa. We can use it for TMJ issues. We can inject it in the muscles, and it kills bugs, because bugs don't have the membrane, the cellular membrane of a bug or a virus or a bacterium. They do not have an antioxidant potential like we do. The reason ozonation works is because our cells can handle, we call it free radical oxidative stress. Our cells can handle free radical oxidative stress to a point, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Because you know we know that we've learned now that free radical oxidative stress is bad for you. If it's too much, you know, a little bit's okay because you need a little bit.
That happens anyway with exercise, right? Like oxidative stress from exercise.
Exactly. You just don't want to overdo it.
Right.
But with a virus, with a spirochete, with any bug, viricidal, bactericidal, fungicidal, especially fungus, because the fungus hangs out in the cavities, and what happens is you inject the ozone, and the ozone it's a transient oxidative burst into that cellular membrane of that bug, and it kills it on contact. Huh. So the only downside risk of ozonation and using ozone in procedures is a Herxheimer reaction. And you know about being a naturopath yourself, you know about Herx reaction. It's die-off. Mm-hmm. So you can kill too many bugs too fast and cause kind of a transient sickness.
Now, what can help mitigate that? Is there a...
Just use the right concentration of ozone, which is like 40 gamma to 45 gamma. And then we just use like 3 milliliter syringes, and we're very careful about our placement of it.
Okay.
So you don't get, so just don't kill too many. You have to distribute this over time.
Well, this is a fascinating discussion. So one disease, it's aging, has to do with oxygen and voltage. Makes a whole lot of sense now that we come around to the mm-hmm. to the fact that we need oxygen, we need voltage to live, for our heart to beat, all that type of thing.
Right.
And minerals are needed, as we know with salt water.
Right.
Conducts a lot more than just regular water. As you mentioned, putting the distilled water into mm-hmm. a battery, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because you need the salts.
Right. So what we recommend for remineralization of teeth is we've licensed a proprietary brand of minerals called silidin, which is a silica boron. Boron is anti-cancer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it builds collagen, getting back to the body and the Lord creating the system so it can heal itself naturally. What we try to do in biological dentistry and biological medicine is try to enhance those systems where your body will heal naturally. And one of them is remineralization. Every dentist has ever been taught and trained knows that there's a remineralization, demineralization process. It's an ongoing balance. Your body's in equilibrium. This is what we call homeostasis. Mm. And so what you have to do is favor, and again, we're talking about biological terrain, you have to favor the biological terrain. So you add in the minerals, you add in mineral content. And so there's this other whole issue called the dentinal fluid transport system,
which is
a highway system that goes into, it allows nutrients into the tooth and takes nutrients out of the tooth. And so that's controlled by acidity, You know, so if your oral cavity is acidic a lot of the time, it will you want to raise the pH so it's above 7.0, okay. basically. So in almost all cases, base or alkaline, you know, alkaline solutions are favorable to the human body, and where acidic levels are unfavorable.
So this sounds very much, that sounds very similar to the way each individual cell in our body works.
Exactly.
Brings in the toxins, or brings in the nutrients, expels the toxins.
Right.
And if it's clogged up, that doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. So then you have to talk about detoxification. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things about that we can relate back to biological terrain is, how toxic are you? Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in a pretty toxic world. And in fact, dentistry is, dentists, dental hygienists and oral surgeons live in the most toxic world there is. Because we're dealing with, you know.
Well, especially the mercury. Second most dangerous element in the world, next to plutonium.
Yeah, yeah, and somehow, thinking about this, if you spill mercury on the floor, you need a hazmat suit, and you need to clean it up, and you need to report it to the authorities and whatever else, and you have to do a compatibility study to determine whether it's healthy or not, and then when you die, I was talking to a couple of people who do cremation, and they said we have to remove the mercury out of the teeth and the gold out of the teeth, but somehow miraculously when it's in your mouth, it's not a problem. What, really? How does that work? The Holistic Dental Association and the International Academy of Biological Dental Medicine and the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology all say mercury is toxic. So is fluoride. Fluoride, that's a whole other issue. So we don't do fluoride, and that's what makes us different in our office. Unless you want to ruin your thyroid gland, you know, treat your teeth with fluoride. Besides, it doesn't really work that well anyway. And I can share with you a study that I did in dental school that kind of proved that.
So instead of fluoride, then, like Jan did way back when, said, I don't want
minerals.
My kids having fluoride, so you do the Silidin.
Right. We do Silidin along with concentrates minerals. There's macro minerals and there's micro minerals. And we're lacking, and you want to talk about deficits, we're totally lacking as a world, as a society, as human beings. We're totally lacking in iodine. We're totally lacking in magnesium. We're totally lacking in a lot of nutrients. The ones that we don't lack is calcium, iron, and what's the other one? There's a couple others that you don't. If you get too much of, you need to detox.
You need to detox.
So again, getting back to detoxification, and that happens in your liver, your P450 cytochrome system in your liver. And so what we recommend for our patients, if patients are really toxic, you know, those guys who are, they're allergic to everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't walk across the street and they don't smell.
Yeah, allergic
smell
to everything green,
right.
Or allergic to this.
Those
and
that. People, what we recommend is a genomic SNPs test, a single nucleotide polymorphism test, SNPs. It's a genomic test because your genes are your genes. They don't change. So, and back when I started the A4M program, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine program, and got into all that, one of the first things I heard was you're going to one day walk into your, and this is about 20 years ago, 15 to 20 years ago. You're going to walk into your doctor's office. They're going to give you a genomic test of your genes, and they're going to treat you. You're going to treat your deficits. And I'm thinking, okay, and I never heard of this before. And now we've got moms coming in that ask us in our practice, because moms are what are really driving the biological dental practices, because they've taken the reins for their kids and they really are engaged. I'll tell you, you can't, I learn, the thing I love about my job is I learn a lot from my patients, and we're always willing and ready to you know, because I'll hear, have you ever heard of so-and-so, or have you ever heard of this technique? I go, yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it, so send me the link.
Right, because you're so busy doing the work that you haven't got time to do the research, so if other folks come in, great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, where were we going with that?
Genomic testing.
Yeah. Okay, so a SNP, it's the same, we talked about Watson and Crick before we went to the show.
Yeah, let's explain what about them. So they were the folks that—
So Watson and Crick, Francis Crick and, forget Watson's first name, they discovered the DNA molecule.
This is back in the 50s.
Back in the 50s, 52 or 51, and they were mathematicians, and they were atheists. And they asked him, they said, so what's the probability mathematically that something is impossible? They said, 1 to the 40th power. Hmm. One times 10 to the 40th power. And so they said, well, okay, so you've discovered DNA. What's the likelihood that all these base pairings would line up in this ladder-like position and be the human DNA blueprint of the human body? What's the likelihood of that just randomly occurring? You know what they said? 1 times 10 to the 40,000th power.
Not to the 40th power,
Not to the 40th power, to the 40,000th power. So it's pretty unlikely that it just happened randomly. So, but you would think, in my mind, that would have made me a Christian, you know, and then I put the blame right back on God. But they said, no, they didn't believe that. They said, no. So they came up with another concept called panspermia.
And what is that?
Panspermia is where some aliens came down and impregnated females on the planet.
Hmm.
And that's where we got DNA from. And I'm like, I'm an open-minded guy, but doesn't sound real reasonable to me, but who knows?
Open-minded, not crazy.
Who knows? I mean, you know, maybe in the end, I don't know.
You know, and that brings up to the point of, you know, this is what mainstream medicine gives us, all these crazy concepts out of left field that we don't need to be coming up with. So let's talk about, you know, the DNA versus the building template.
Okay, so you have a DNA template that thinks, that reasons, it grows up until maturity. It has a cutoff point where it's done maturing. It heals. It repairs. It thinks, and it has sensitivity. It has a nervous system, and it has a bone structure that's lighter than aluminum and stronger than steel. Mm-hmm. And then you have an architectural blueprint for a building. And you have steel girders, you have sheetrock, you have, you know, taping and mudding and painting and roofs and whatever. I have to say, in Tennessee, I have to say roof. In Minnesota, it's roof, but roof. In Tennessee, it's roof. that's a whole other thing. We have a lot of fun with language in our practice. But anyway, so a building model in an architectural blueprint, it doesn't think, it doesn't reason, it just falls apart. You know, people make money off their buildings, and then after about 200 years, they're bulldozed down and something else goes up in its place.
Right.
But to me, the fact that the Lord is in charge of creating this awesome DNA blueprint is just, it just baffles me. It just amazes me that how well thought out this plan was. And I don't know how anybody can't look at a human baby and say, if you can't look at a human body, a human baby, and say, that's a miracle, something's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get it.
Anybody who's had a baby, I think, is just, that's a foregone conclusion that it is a miracle.
Yeah.
Been in there in the delivery room and you've seen it happen. So,
yep.
Now that brings us to another concept that you wanted to bring out here as well, was the, what is termed as, see, what you and I do is called alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little bit of that heebie-jeebie witch doctor type of stuff out there. Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to do the proven drugs. We've done the studies. Right. We've done this. We've done that. So we have the alternative versus the physiological.
Right.
What
I say, and I hear this all the time at seminars and lectures and articles that I read, that there's the biopharmaceutical drugs, and then there's alternative. Well, our alternative turns out to be what God really designed, you know, like oxygenation, like ozone, like, because ozone can cure cancer. And so if you're ever listening to, if you watch media television, you know, it's connected. I mean, it's basically owned by Big Pharma. And where they come up with these names, Skyrizi was the last one I heard. Mm-hmm. So talk to your doctor about Skyrizi. What the heck is Skyrizi? Exactly. But yet they're out having a picnic and they're walking with their dog and they're throwing the frisbee. But if your bladder explodes and your head caves in and, you know, and your nostrils, you know, start burning up or whatever, you know, call your doctor. So the physiological part of it, and I'm trying to. This is sort of a movement for me to get this to be called physiological, because what we do in biological dental medicine and what we do in integrative functional medicine is we look at the body from a physiological standpoint, from a God-driven, God-given physiological standpoint. Mm. And there's a big difference.
Let's stop it there and let's continue on. We're out of time for today, but will you come back and let's pick it up?
I'd love to, Scott.
Okay,
great. You know that.
All right,
I want to give another shout out to Michael too.
All right.
Well, so Michael, I hope you're doing great.
Okay? All right. Well, we're going to come back next week and talk more about this. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Well, this has been Thomas Loken's Garden. We're going to find out more about what he does and why it's important to your health and talk more about this fascinating stuff next week on Shabbat Night Live. So stay with us. And we're also going to reveal how you can make him your doctor, because I've done it and I think you should too. So we're going to talk about more about that next week. And until then, Shavua Tov and Shabbat Shalom.